Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by UC Davis.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got a fun spotted at the top today. Reince Priebus and Jared Kushner were dining last night at BLT Prime in the Trump Hotel. Not spotted? Steve Bannon.
Here's a good reminder of the healthcare reality. While the Conservative House Freedom Caucus and Moderate Tuesday Group have been talking, no one, especially no one at the White House, has any idea if their changes to the healthcare bill will be enough to get it across the finish line. The new legislation has not been whipped by the Republican leadership, and there isn't a single person in the senior leadership at the White House who has passed a bill in Congress. Keep that in mind. This is a president that's not governed, and his entire senior staff has not governed either.
Republican leadership in the House is skeptical of a vote next week. So are we. Many members of the House Freedom Caucus are skeptical about this compromise. Some have advocated for a complete scrapping of Obamacare and have said they are a hard no for any bill that stops short of that.
But I'll say this, the White House is hungry for a legislative victory in its first 100 days. Internally, the White House thinks the 100-day construct is dumb, but they also know everyone is bought into it. The Hill, on the other hand, isn't terribly concerned with Trump's legacy. It's unlikely House leaders will schedule a vote unless they know the healthcare bill could pass. They do not want another legislative embarrassment.
Something to watch this weekend, France is voting Sunday in its presidential election, just days after another deadly shooting that ISIS claimed responsibility for. Trump has so far not weighed in on the election, surprising some who were concerned he could try to tilt the scale toward nationalist candidate Marine Le Pen.
Our colleague Josh Gerstein has a story every reporter should be paying attention to. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said Thursday the Justice Department is aggressively investigating leaks of classified information, and he wants to put some people in jail over the disclosures. Meanwhile, the Justice Department official leading the Trump-Russia probe is stepping down, and the U.S. is preparing charges to seek the arrest of WikiLeaks' Julian Assange.
These days, it seems like another day. Another executive action by the White House. Trump is planning to order the review of key financial rules today. He is expected to direct Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to examine the government's authority to wind down failing megabanks outside of bankruptcy court. Trump is also expected to issue another memo that will examine the risks of placing systemically important non-bank financial firms under the oversight of the Federal Reserve.
Our colleague Annie Carney scoops that Ivanka Trump will skip her book tour because of ethics concerns. And a big congrats to the Washington Post Bob Costa, a good friend of Playbook and a great fan of the Grateful Dead and Fish, on being named host of PBS's Washington Week. He will replace the late Gwen Ifill as moderator of the long-running political talk show. Bob's first roundtable tonight includes Jeff Zeleny, Elon Mui, Dan Balls, and Kelly O'Donnell. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.